On today's episode, we're going to talk about navigating the world of long-term care insurance and why it can be daunting, especially if you're single or without children. In today's video, we're going to explore why long-term care insurance is going to be such a crucial part of your retirement planning journey and explore what it covers, when to consider buying it, and how it fits into your solo journey toward a secure and independent future. In today's video, we're answering the question, do you need long-term care insurance if you're single and childless? Let's get to it. Welcome to another episode of Rockin' Retirement, Busier Than Ever and On a Mission. Walter Storholt with Janine Theus once again. And we've got a great episode on the way today, Janine. We're talking about long-term care insurance, but specifically, do you need it if you're single and if you don't have any children? So going to be a good question to answer. Let's dive in. First of all, give us a brief overview. What are we covering with long-term care insurance?
A lot of things are covered with long-term care that people don't often want to think about. If you become
this is where we like to stick our head in the sand, right?
Yes, exactly. Because people, this is a tough time. And unless you've cared for a parent or other relative or friend, you don't often see the decline of the many things that can happen in decline. And you certainly don't want to think about it for yourself. But it's inevitable when you look at the statistics. I think the statistic is about 75% of people over 65 are going to need some type of care. So think about this. If you're single, divorced, widowed, whatever, or never married, who will be your advocate when it comes to care? And a lot of people really just don't think about that until that question is asked, because you do need an advocate in today's, in navigating today's, the medical community and everything. If you have an event, you have a stroke, you have a heart attack, it's very helpful to have a medical or a care advocate that works with you. So long-term care in that sense is what happens if your words start coming out sideways. I mean, that's usually what a lot of people think about in terms of long-term care. It's Alzheimer's or dementia or some type of cognitive decline. And that's what's most commonly thought of. But you can have an accident and just need care for an extended period of time. So if you're single, who is your advocate for care? Having long-term care gives you some options, because you're either paying for it out of pocket or you're pushing that risk onto an insurance company. And that's basically what long-term care insurance is. But long-term care, I always start with the question of what does this look like for you? What do you want to have happen if you cannot care for yourself? You know, and if you're single, you really need to think about this, because how are you going to
do it? There's extra risks if you're single, right?
Yeah. It's who do you trust to care for you physically, emotionally, mentally, and then financially.
Yeah.
Who do you trust to handle your finances if you can't? And a lot of people they just think this is an elderly problem. Well, guess what? A lot of us are going to be elderly at some point in time. I mean, that's kind of the goal.
Right. Yeah. We want to make it to that age. We hope this doesn't happen to us, but we want to get to that zone at least, right?
Right. Right. So you really do need to think about who that advocate is going to be. So then, if you have to have in-home care, which is what a lot of people will choose instead of maybe assisted care, assisted living or any of these other things, that's going to cost you something. And I just priced out some in-home care for my parents, and it's $50 an hour for them. And then there's a minimum of like 8 hours a week, 12 hours a week, depending on the group that you go with. So, you know, that can really add up. So you're either paying out of pocket or you're triggering a long-term care policy to start paying some of that cost, which is the incentive. So then if that's the case, then what kind of policy should you own?
Yeah.
And that's obviously going to be a conversation of, okay, what makes sense for you?
Yeah. It seems like a lot of people maybe misplace their knowledge of what to do with life insurance when it comes to long-term care insurance. So like life insurance, you're trying to provide for others. And then there's this assumption if you're single and childless, you don't really need, do you really need life insurance? Some people transfer that same line of thinking over to this long-term care coverage, but really long-term care coverage is about protecting yourself or a loved one, you know, a spouse or something like that. So let's get into how do you buy long-term care insurance and when do you know it's the right time to make a purchase like that?
Well, typically the right time is when you're still healthy.
Okay.
Because all insurance, except maybe health insurance, but all life insurance, long-term care, disability, all of that type of insurance is going to be based upon your age, your health, and the benefit amount that you're purchasing. So when you look at that, the best time to get underwritten is when you're still healthy because the premiums are lower. And then how you structure a policy is going to be based on what you want to have happen. There are a lot of hybrid policies. There's annuity, you know, plus an enhanced benefit for long-term care that gets triggered. So you can do it's an annuity slash long-term care. There's life insurance slash long-term care. So what happens is if you trigger care, then a portion of the death benefit gets paid out to you for X number of years. So it's just how you want to build it. For a lot of people who are single and they don't have any intention of leaving a legacy to anyone in particular, the life insurance slash long-term care insurance might not make any sense. But long-term care policies have changed. Most people think of them pretty much like property and casualty. You know, you pay in every year and you hope you never use it.
Right, right.
But it's money that's gone away from, you know, the wealth. But if you should ever have to use it, it's going to be substantial in terms of saving, you know, your nest egg. So now there is what's called asset-based long-term care, which is I take a chunk of money, I put it in a policy, and it sits there, it remains there and holds the benefit. The benefit amount, because there's an inflation rider on it, continues to grow, but I don't have to pay anymore. So if I buy this policy when I'm in my 50s, let's say, or early 60s, and I don't use it for 20 or 30 years, I mean, the 100,000 or the 50,000 doesn't grow, but the benefit amount does. So we know that if you had to go into full care, it's going to cost you between $10,000 and $12,000, if not more, a month. So how quickly will you run out of money if you have to pay for your own care?
Yeah.
So this is
the balance that you have to strike with clients, right? Is okay, easiest, cleanest way is we get traditional long-term care insurance, but it can be the most expensive way. The other end of the spectrum, we self-insure against it, or you have some of these alternative options that can give you a little bit of what you need from kind of different angles, and it's just your job to try and figure out what's going to make the most sense for a client.
That's right. And depending on what they want to happen, you know, in retirement, at that point in time when they have to trigger long-term care, then that's how you would build the policy, if you will, or build the plan, because everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different, and you have to revisit it because life changes. Who you trust might change.
Yep.
You know? And so it's worth considering. It's worth looking at. I mean, my parents do have long-term care that my brother got for them years ago. And my dad's been in he's been in the hospital a few times for, you know, angiogram or stroke. And we haven't triggered it because my mom's still healthy and she's caring for him. But I'm like, you need to trigger it.
Okay.
Because he has cognitive decline and he could not take care of himself. That's a trigger. So it's 2 of 6 activities of daily living that if you can't dress yourself, move yourself, feed yourself, if just 2 of those things you can't do, then it triggers the policy. So I'm like, let's trigger the policy because dad's almost 90. You may as well, you know, get some of the benefit from the policy so that you can offset, you know, some other expenses. So luckily my mom is healthy enough to do some care. If we have to bring in somebody, we definitely need the long-term care triggered.
Yeah.
So
all helpful information. So if you are wondering, you're single and you're childless, and do you need long-term care insurance? It sounds like you need a long-term care solution. Definitely. It may not be long-term care insurance, but you definitely need some sort of solution to help get your way through it. So you can't just stick your head in the sand on this one, right, Janine?
That's right. Definitely avoid that. What's interesting about long-term care as well is a lot of people, you would be surprised at the ages that do trigger some long-term care, and it's people who have had severe, either an illness or an accident, and they're taken out of work or whatever for an extended period of time, and they need care.
Yeah.
So if that were to happen to you, how would you pay for that?
Yeah. And so don't necessarily wait until you're already retired to explore this either, or earlier the better in terms of solutions and having plans in place. And doesn't mean that plan won't change or adjust over time, but definitely at least get an initial plan in place sooner than later.
Yeah.
If you need help doing that, get in touch with Janine Theus. She can certainly assist in not only long-term care conversations, but anything as it relates to your overall financial and retirement plan. If you'd like to set up a complimentary review of your finances, you can get in touch. All you have to do is call 443-718-6311, 443-718-6311, or hey, go online, theuswealthadvisors.com. We've got all the contact information in the description of today's show, so you can find it easily. Janine, thanks for joining us and breaking down this great conversation about long-term care coverage.
Thanks so much, Walter.
All right, we'll talk to everybody next time right back here on Rockin' Retirement.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.